brought to you by Penguin. And Then She Vanishes by Claire Douglas. Read by Natalie Buscombe, Sean Thomas, Kate O'Flynn and Olivia Dowd.
Prologue. March 2012. I feel calm as I watch the sunrise behind the row of ice cream coloured houses. Not as I imagined a person would feel who's about to commit murder. I'm not nervous or sweaty palmed. My heart isn't even racing. There's no adrenaline pumping through my veins. Not yet, anyway. Maybe that will come later. But now, in this moment, I'm overcome with a kind of peace. As though everything that has happened in my life so far has led up to this point. There's no going back. Now, which house? They're all Georgian, beautiful, tall and elegant, with their perfectly proportioned windows and arched front doors. They remind me of an illustration in a children's book. Some long and thin, others stocky and square. They face towards the choppy, wind-beaten sea in the small port, with its handful of fishing boats, marooned on the sloping sands now that the tide is out. Perfect holiday homes, even out of season. Even on a cold, gusty March day such as this. Powder blue, soft peach, pale pink, clotted cream. Which one? And then I see it. A brilliant white with cobalt-painted window frames, dwarfed by the taller, more graceful houses either side of it. It's the West Ham sticker.